From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Chosen by Lisa Tonbergen. Now let's begin with Chosen. Prologue. The coast of Israel, late January. Samuel Rourke Jr. gazed out at the Mediterranean, thinking about the incredibly preserved sunken ship he had seen an hour ago. In his mind's eye, he could just begin to see what the ancient harbor must have looked like in its glory. He wished for the thousandth time that he could travel through time to stand beside Herod, observing his ways, his work, his wonders. 30 years before Christ was born. Sam glanced back at his partner, forcing his mind to the subject of the ship.
"It's gotta be Greek," he said.
Robert Hickstra, head of the Center for Maritime Studies back in the States, and the current supervisor of Israel's Caesarea Maritima dig, nodded in agreement.
"It's at least as old as the one they found off the coast of Athens. We need to fly in a consultant to advise us on how to pursue this part of the project. It's 1,000 years older than anything I've had hands-on experience with."
"Christina Alvarez?" Sam suggested.
He and Robert had recently discussed the innovative dive site protection system that Christina had developed while excavating the American Civil War wrecks and then perfected during work on a nautical archaeological site in the Caribbean. Robert stood before him, rubbing his forehead, which was bronzed from weeks in the mild winter sun.
"Well, if she'll agree to it, that lady's got her fingers on more projects of economic importance than anyone else I know. Well, it's that treasure hunter husband she's hooked up with."
"Well, I need to find myself a treasure hunter wife," Robert